Long Lecture, Skill 2. Geography, American Southern Coastlands. Listen to part of a lecture in a geography class.
Of anywhere in the United States, it is in the southern coastlands that the climate has the greatest impact on human geography. There are several factors which affect human activity. Humid subtropical climate, a long growing season, mild winter temperatures, and warm humid summers. There are 9 months or more of potential growth for agricultural crops for almost the whole region of the southern coastlands. What is more, the average annual rainfall is more than 125 centimeters, mostly between April and October, when warm temperatures support plant growth and sunlight is plentiful. It is enough rain for most agricultural activities for almost the entire region. These climatic conditions have brought forth two important results. Farmers can grow their crops until late in the fall without fear of frost, as long as agricultural conditions are met. I mean, as long as there are fertile soil, control of insect pests, and appropriate ground drainage. It has even been possible to harvest two crops and sometimes more for vegetable farmers. Of greater importance is the fact that there is the chance to produce specialty crops that cannot be produced in other parts of the United States. Although the region where citrus fruits have been produced has slowly moved southward along the peninsula's interior, citrus production has been noteworthy in contributing to Florida's economy. Of the 7 major citrus fruit grown in Florida, oranges and grapefruits are most important. Most oranges, about 80% today, are processed rather than being sold fresh. The processing of oranges has had an effect on other parts of the economy, as more people are employed in the industry and sales are not limited to the harvest period, but continue all year long. The grapefruit is produced in a similar area as the orange, but the demand and output is only about 25% of the orange. These two citrus fruits are also grown in South Texas, but with irrigation. Production costs for citrus fruits mainly come from harvesting. The fruit must be picked by hand from the trees. During the harvesting season, thousands of migrant laborers flock to Florida to do the physically strenuous work in the citrus groves. In the mainland United States, it is only in the southern coastlands that sugarcane production is found. It is in production all year round and needs more than 1 year to reach full maturity. It is intolerant of frost and needs a large amount of water, more than 125 centimeters per year. Rice has fewer climatic requirements than sugarcane. As long as rice has sufficient water, it will mature according to the amount of heat it receives in the summer. In Louisiana and Texas, rice is grown with irrigation. Besides specialty crops, there are parts of the southern coastlands which are one of the country's main areas for growing vegetables. In the winter, urban markets are filled with fresh vegetables grown in Florida and along the southern part of states along the Gulf.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. What is the main topic of the lecture? Number 2. According to the lecture, what are the main consequences of the warm weather and a lot of rainfall in the southern coastlands? Click on two answers.